Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody. Good to have you with us here on a midweek Wednesday. Just a couple of minutes after 1 o'clock in the East on this Wednesday afternoon. Working from the home studios today. While Metal Chris is back in our DC Half Street studios, so we are separate. But we are always equal on this show, and you are somewhere out there and about on the phones. Even those of you that annoy me at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. A bunch of things going on, not one thing. We're going to bounce around as we always do. We'll start with the Capitals last night. How about that? Then we'll get to the Nationals. Then we'll get to the play-in games in the NBA. What's ahead tonight? What is going on elsewhere in the sports world? Then we'll get deeper into the NFL draft. Got a chance to watch Donovan Ezeraku, who has visited with the Commanders and certainly is in play at number 29, as we've discussed off and on and certainly yesterday. So I want to share some thoughts of what I picked up in terms of watching him. So we'll cobble it all together. We'll keep you up to date on everything going on. The Nationals play tonight. The Caps are off tonight. One more final regular season game. The Wizards are obviously done. And there's a couple of NBA play-in games. And the final game of the regular season for some in the NHL. So we'll keep you up to date on everything going on. And again, we'll take your calls at 301-230-0980. If you hear some weirdness in my voice, sorry, I apologize. Whatever's going on, whatever's getting everybody, I don't know, it's allergies, stomach virus, it's a little bit of everything. You know, that's what's going on, so I apologize. In advance, I will try and do my best to grind through and not have it sound like total crap. Start with the Capitals from last night. Listen, the game really meant a whole lot of nothing, quite honestly, but it did mean something. It did mean something for the Caps in terms of erasing some of the bad taste, not all, some of the bad taste in their mouth from getting swept over the weekend by Columbus, who still has a shot at making the Stanley Cup playoffs and therefore winning the eighth seed and therefore going against the Capitals in the first round of the playoffs, which start this weekend. We'll give you the deets on that coming up. But it had been more than just two bad games, and they were better Sunday night than they were Saturday. And there was reasons why they were so bad on Saturday. But then there was this troubling pattern that has really kind of taken over the last, I would say, three-ish weeks, which stretches all the way back into late March, right? It stretches all the way back. They went on a road trip and lost in Winnipeg. Then they lost in Minnesota. Then they came home with 2.5-ish days rest and got blitzed by Buffalo, who stinks, but always gives them problems. Then in the Ovi game, the one he tied Gretzky, they won, but they struggled to kind of put away Chicago in that game. Then they lost a day and a half later against the New York Islanders. They had a loss, a bad loss to Carolina on the road, I guess before that Chicago home game. They did have a win in Boston. Okay. All right. That's good. Boston stinks. They just had not played very well, period. Even last Thursday night when they honored Ovi and they had the pregame ceremony, they were down 2-0 before you even kind of knew it. Scratchback had a great second period, took a 4-2 lead, and then kind of gagged on it in the third period. And bang, bang, Carolina tied it. And then Washington won in the shootout in overtime. So they won that game, but it almost in some ways, outside of the second period, felt like a loss. And then they went Saturday, and granted, oh, no Ovechkin, no Chychrun, Hunter Shepherd in net. They were awful against a still alive, as they still are, desperate Columbus team in Columbus, not an easy place to play, and they got blanked 7-0. And then they came home, and people played, and things were better, and they still lost. So last night, they go on the road back to UBS Arena where Ovechkin broke Gretzky's record a week and a half ago, and where, oh, by the way, the Islanders won that game pretty easily. An Islander team that's just one game over 500, an Islander team that hasn't been great at home this year. They are over 500 at home, but they haven't been dominant or even really good at home. And the Capitals are playing for nothing last night. Nothing but trying to get their game and their confidence back. And at least for one night, they did. They win 3-1, right? They didn't play for anything other than trying to do that. They don't have a chance to win the President's Trophy. That's done. They've already locked up the East. That's done. That was done last Thursday night, by the way. So to be fair, the games against Columbus, while they did mean something for the President's Trophy, they did not mean anything for the Eastern Conference one seed. Okay, so we do have to factor that in. But last night, they took a 1-0 lead, scored in each period, and what do you know? It was the same guy that scored all three goals, Dylan Strome, for the Hattie. His first one in Washington. And I think it was Sammy Silver, who does a good job covering the Caps. I think she remarked that Dylan Strome was basically kind of available for a ham sandwich when he came here. And the Capitals have turned him into a number one line center and gave him a long-term deal. And he's proven it and reproven it and earned it and re-earned it every day, every week, every month, every one of the couple of years that he's been here. And last night was kind of, you want to say the icing on the cake? Maybe that's a little strong. But the hat trick, 6 shots on net, and a 3-1 win for the Capitals, again, granted, in a game that really meant nothing other than getting their pride back, other than getting their style back, getting their mojo back a little bit. Now, I still need to see more before I'm convinced that the Caps are back and that everything's going to be fine and that starting this weekend, they're going to be able to rock and roll, because I don't feel that way until I see it consistently. And because the Islanders are a non-playoff team, because the Caps were playing in a game that essentially had nothing on the line, except for, again, their pride, I don't know if I could just go, oh, they're back. Now, maybe they are, and I hope they are. Maybe they are. But I don't know that, and I don't know how anybody else would know that. I don't know how anybody in that locker room would know that or believe that or buy that. Is it a positive step? Yes, of course.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is it what you needed to see? Yes. Nobody's saying that it's not good. But because the game didn't mean really anything, because the opponent is not even a playoff opponent, although it's an opponent that beat Washington a week and a half ago in the same building and beat them convincingly, and because they were able to, for the most part, have their regular lineup, for the most part, in tow, not completely, but because of that, you were at least able, and listen, John Carlson didn't play last night. So, I mean, I really even shouldn't say most of their lineup. They're spotting guys. But you get my point, right? It wasn't like, Chychrun didn't play last night either. I forgot that. My God, there's so much going on in my life. I shouldn't say they had most of their lineup. They had large chunks of their lineup. Let's put it that way. That's probably the better way to put it. And they won fairly convincingly. And they won against a team that quite honestly didn't lay down in the Islanders. The Islanders had 33 shots on goal, which is maybe good, maybe bad. Again, Charlie Lindgren was tested. They got the job done overall. They played a relatively clean game. And again, they took a lead early. They held on to it. They added to it in the middle part of the second period. Gave one back in the mid-third for their only blemish and then finished it off. Again, nobody's perfect. Nobody expects perfection. Nobody should think, oh, they're back. Like I heard last night on Monumental on the postgame show, some of that, all right, they found their game again. True. It could be. Hopefully it is. But in a one-game sample size against a non-playoff team, I can't go that far. For one night, they found their game again. For one night. And I hope it's for good and moving forward. But it's for one night. It's for one night. I need to see more. And if that makes me wrong, if that makes me selfish, if that makes me whatever, then that's what it makes me. But I don't think, I don't think I'm wrong in saying, hey, let's not act like the last three and a half weeks didn't happen, didn't matter, and is suddenly washed out the window. Right? Now, there is more good news today. Within the last hour, Nick Doubt has re-signed on a two-year, $6 million deal with the Capitals. That's huge. I mean, he's been here since 2019. He's part of the glue. He's part of the fabric. He's part of the DNA. 2 years, $6 million, it's nothing, especially with the cap going up. Nick Doubt is so important centering that fourth line. He's 34 years old. He takes draws. He's a leader. He can certainly score a little bit. Career high 27 points this year, 14 goals, 13 assists. That's, to me, even better news than the win. That's, to me, even better news than the win last night. Now, you combine the two? Okay. All right, now we're talking. Now we're talking. They'll be in Pittsburgh tomorrow night to finish up the regular season. Again, a game that largely means nothing. There were some superlatives besides Dylan Strome last night. But the bottom line is, I need to see more before I go, oh, okay, the Capitals are back. That's me. Maybe you don't need to see more. I do. And it's okay that they can't necessarily prove it until this weekend. Because even if they did prove it last night, Sunday, Thursday, what have you, in the regular season, for more than one game, what would it mean? Would it actually mean anything? No. Because you're judged, as we all know, by what you do in the Stanley Cup playoffs, right? We would feel better. You should feel a little bit better. But ultimately, nothing else matters until what you do starting this weekend. Nothing else. I mean, it's been a nice bounce back year. They barely got into the playoffs last year, last night of the regular season in Philadelphia. If they played a better team, maybe they don't get in. And then got swept by the Rangers. Now, that was a competitive series, but it was not a well-played series. They didn't even win a game. And they were swept in four. You see the pendulum in the NHL. Last year, the Rangers, that team that swept the Capitals in a four-game series, they don't even make the playoffs this year. They were the President's Trophy winners last year. Capitals barely into the playoffs last night of the season, get swept by the Rangers. Everybody gloom and doom. Everybody wondering, how they're going to get past the first round. And I'm still wondering how they're going to get past the first round. I'm still wondering until they do it. But now they have the opportunity to do it, right? You're going to be the one seed. You're going to take on Montreal or Columbus, and we'll find out tonight. If Montreal gets a single point tonight, they're in. And they're in to the eighth and final playoff spot. They host Carolina. If not, and Columbus wins against the Islanders tomorrow night, then Columbus is in. So we could know the opponent tonight. We could know the opponent tomorrow night. Don't know about date and time, Saturday or Sunday. Imagine if it's Montreal, probably be a hockey night in Canada, Saturday night slot, but I don't know that. But the bottom line is we still have some time to go here, a little bit of time, before we find out who they're even going to take on. Because the Blue Jackets, by virtue of their back-to-back wins over the Caps over the weekend and another big win last night, have put themselves in great position. Now the Canadiens are on a three-game losing streak, right? And, they're kind of limping to the finish line here. And we know Carolina's pretty good. But if Montreal gets a point tonight, the way I understand it, from what I read, unless I read the wrong thing, Montreal's the opponent automatically. And we'll see what happens. We'll worry about Columbus tomorrow if that's a thing. I still don't think that's going to be an easy matchup for the Caps. I don't think there are any easy matchups, but I would rather probably take on Montreal than Columbus too. And hopefully, last night, again, while it didn't ultimately mean anything, hopefully last night is the shot in the arm, the confidence booster, if you will, that the team needs to get going in the right direction. We will see where they go from here. Again, I wouldn't put really any stock in what happens tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. You are focused solely on what happens this weekend and against Montreal or against Columbus, and we'll figure out the rest from there. If you want to hop in on the Caps, you can go right ahead, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. The Nationals with a big win last night in Pittsburgh in the frigid cold. We'll come back and discuss that and something that happened that keyed that win. A couple of things that happened that keyed that win we'll discuss next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.